We're back.
Hello, welcome back.
Okay, sorry we didn't have last week's episode.
We took a little bit of a break.
You took a break, Missy.
Because I had an exam, and I was stressed, and I don't know how to deal with stress right. And, you know, this semester's been so weird.
It has.
I have not been able to, like, find the motivation.
Me too!
Like, I have been in college for 2 years. Anyways, and, like, first semester, I was, like, on top of my shit, because I was like, ooh, I'm a freshman, yeah. I gotta get this shit right the first time, and yeah. I was doing good. And then, second semester, it took me a little while to get back in the groove of things, because I wasn't used to, like, a whole-ass, like, 5 or 6 weeks of break for winter yeah. break, because that's, like, a long-ass time.
It really
time.
Is.
It's, like, you forget, like, you just get out of your routine.
I know.
And it's, I need a routine. I'm a person who, like, needs to have a constant routine going to, like, stay focused, and I can maneuver my, like, hobbies and interests around my routine, yeah. you know? And then, summer was, like, more than four months, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, was weird. But I was able to find my motivation again to, like, get on stuff, get on track, and I was doing really good in all my classes. And then, like, this semester, I just don't feel motivated.
See,
usually it takes me like a week or two to get back in the yeah. groove of things, but it's like I can't get motivated, and I don't know
yeah.
why, and it's really irking me.
Yeah,
because I'm just always so freaking tired, and I
me
don't
too.
Know why. So I'm supposed to start taking like little melatonin pills to help me sleep.
Really?
Just only sometimes, because I don't want to get like
no,
hooked
yeah,
on them.
That makes sense.
So yeah. So I take those sometimes when I feel like need a really good sleep, or like when I don't have class or work the next day.
Yeah.
But it's just so hard.
That makes sense.
I don't know.
Yeah, for me, like, I went through winter break. I was extremely lethargic.
Yeah.
Extremely. I came back, and it took me about a month to get, like, half as motivated as I was last semester. And now it's, like, such a struggle trying to study for tests and stuff. Like, I have to, like, lock myself out of my room in order to study. Otherwise, like, I just lay in bed, you know?
Like, I don't know why. There's other things I want to do. I want to go see my little niece. I want to go work. I want to go hang out with my friends. I don't want to study all the
yeah.
time. And it's just first world problems, bro. But I'm just like, I don't know. And for these classes, I think my classes this semester are harder than the last
mm-hmm.
three semesters.
Yeah.
Because these are the classes I've been putting off taking
yeah.
from, like, my basics. Because now next semester I'm going into pre-teaching.
Yeah.
So that's when, like, my real core work starts. And that's scary. Because then I'm closer to graduating. And I'm closer to
being a real teacher.
Being an adult and a teacher. And that's scary.
It is scary.
So I'm not ready for that, too. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. You're looking at me like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I haven't seen you in 2 weeks.
And that's also true. And you've
like
lost it.
I've lost it.
I've completely lost it.
So, you see, I lost it, but I was able to, like, I was having it a little. But then, like, I skipped one of my classes on Thursday
mm-hmm.
to study for my exam.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, why am I even going to class at
yeah.
this point? And so then, on Tuesday, I was 30 minutes, I woke up late, and I rushed, I met my friend, and we went to campus, and my class starts at 8:30, and I got to school at 9:10.
Damn.
And it ends at 9:45, because the class
mm-hmm.
was supposed to end at 10.
Yeah.
And my friend was like, just go, you'll get your attendance. He does attendance at the end of class anyways. Just go. And just, I'm like, I don't want to walk into class. I don't want people to stare at me. I don't want him to call me out, because I
mm-hmm.
feel like he'd be the type of professor
yeah.
to call you out. And I know all the seats in back are already taken, because I usually sit up front.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when I'm walking out to leave, all the seats in the back are full. So, like, I know I won't get a seat in the back.
Yeah.
And so I just didn't go either. And I have two excuses. You're allowed to miss two classes of that class without
affecting
your attendance grade. So now I'm stuck and have to go to that class every day now.
Well, shit.
And it was so hard for me to, like, to convince myself to go back to that class today. I was like, I haven't been here in a week, and I've loved it. So.
Yeah, I bet.
Ugh.
For me, I was
yeah,
like,
how are you?
Me?
How are you doing?
better than that.
Thanks.
No, I'm kidding. But, so I have this one class, Statistics for Political Scientists.
Love that. I hate statistics.
I don't like statistics either, but, yeah. like, I wasn't. It's such, I really like the professor. He's really funny and, like, charismatic and whatever, mm-hmm. and he makes a lot of jokes, but the material itself is just so, like, hitting a wall where it's, like,
is he you a know, good professor, though?
He is a good professor.
Like, does he know how to teach? Like,
he does know how to teach. His slides are confusing as hell.
Okay.
So you have to be there, and you have to actively listen to what he's saying, and then when you go back, you can remember what he's saying with the slides, you know?
Okay, yeah, because for my stats, I didn't have stats for political science, but for my
stats... Stats for education or something?
No, we just regular stats. So I had to do that, and I had such a nice professor. She was really funny and sweet. But she sucked at teaching. It didn't matter how nice or how sweet or how kind she was just a horrible professor. She didn't know how to teach. She expected you to know what she was saying, like you've already learned this shit, but you obviously haven't because this is an intro to statistics class.
Yeah.
Anyways, continue.
But, so I was doing the homework, and the first homework, it was on Excel. I was so confused. I didn't realize it would take me so much time. I got, like, a horrible grade on it. Next one, I got 100. The one after that, I was like, oh my god, like, I can't figure it out. So I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna turn it in. Like, I really tried. And then as I was sitting in class, or like about to sit in class, I realized what I did wrong. So I fixed it. And it took me like so long to fix. I was sitting there calculating, you know? Uh-huh. And then right before it was like, okay, turn in your homework, I realized there was one more thing that I messed up.
Oh,
so
shit.
I got it wrong anyways. And it like really, really made me mad. Because it was just like, I just wasn't like understanding what it was asking.
Yeah.
But also, I'm really scared I didn't have to take that class. Because in high school, I tested out of statistics.
Yeah.
And right now I'm in finite math as a math reasoning course.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that, like, maybe my old statistics class and my finite math go into my math reasoning with logic. And then my stats for political scientists can fulfill the one for my major. I hope I did that right. Because, like, nobody helps me with things like that. You know what
Why
I mean?
Why didn't you talk to your advisor?
Well, I mean, already it's too late. I'm not going to be able to drop it. So.
I mean, but yeah, but you can always ask her, like, oh, am I doing the right thing? Just for reassurance, you know?
Yeah, that's also tea.
I'm just assuming your advisor's a woman, by the way.
No, it's a man.
Okay.
I really like him. He's pretty funny.
Cute.
I remember...
I was just saying that because all, like, the advisors in education...
Are all women.
Are all women. I think there's one guy, but, like...
I really like my guy because at orientation, he was like my advisor too, and it was the day Drake's new album came out, and I wanted something to like bond with him over so it wasn't so like superficial.
Oh
so I was like, oh my god, you're listening to the new Drake album. I haven't gotten a chance. And then we were like talking about Drake
for half
the time.
How do you know he was listening to the Drake album?
Because he was playing it, and I saw Scorpion. It was Scorpion, right?
I don't listen to Drake.
Okay, well, I think it was something like that.
Okay, by the way, everybody, when I tell them I don't like Drake.
This is our podcast, Stressed Out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Take a seat.
We're 8 minutes
Grab a snack.
In. We just had a long intro, but that's what college is.
But we never do an intro.
Well, we always say, hey, I'm Z. You're Jay.
Jay.
Welcome to our podcast.
We didn't even introduce ourselves.
We didn't. So hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Jay here.
While you're here, email us, please. You can email us while listening to
Did
this.
You get an email?
No.
Do you want to check?
Wait, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
So I noticed Spotify changed their algorithm because whenever I would type in our podcast, it would be one of the first things. And now it's like you have to click see all. So that's why, like,
okay, if I search our podcast under podcast,
it comes up.
And Stressed Out, then I get
no,
that.
But like, if you just hit Stressed Out, the first one was like 21 Pilots,
obviously,
and then the second one
obviously
was,
we're not more
was
popular
us.
Than 21
but I thought it was good because people would search up for 21 Pilots and then see our podcast, but we don't have that anymore. And our views are suffering.
It's okay. Also, because we don't
I'm
post a lot, and we're sucky podcasters.
We really are.
But I like this. We moved to a different space. We're in the library in a study
It's
room.
Really quiet.
It's really quiet. I feel like there's not, like, a loud vent noise like there was in your room.
Yeah.
So maybe the audio is better, and we don't need a mic.
Yeah, that's also true, but also, our school also has this, like, music library with comes with a mic and, like, the same... audio program, so we should try it.
We should definitely.
But I'm scared. No, like, what if they're like, you're not music majors? But it's open to all majors.
But like, would there be someone in there with us?
No.
Thank God. Because no one knows.
You just have to keep the windows open. Like the blinds open.
Oh, yeah. I thought even like the windows open, everybody just hear us talk. Like, listen to our podcast even though you're listening to it now.
Oh my gosh. That's too funny.
That's too funny.
Too funny.
I hate that. Let's not do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we were going to talk about Valentine's Day.
Yes.
On Valentine's Day, which was our podcast day.
Then someone canceled on me.
Because someone was stressed.
You canceled on me at like 9:50.
We already discussed this. I can't. Yeah, I'm going to go back. What time did I cancel on you?
You canceled on me late. I can tell you that.
You know, I canceled on so many friends that day.
Wait. Okay, my sweet mates. So I have, interesting sweet mates.
Yeah, and they I did took cancel off, on you on 9:45, mm-hmm. sorry.
And they took out, like, they took out our auto lock of the door, so I texted them, like, oh, you know, like, I don't feel safe and stuff like that, and then they said, yeah, of course, I'm so sorry, we forgot to relock it last night, it won't happen again. I'm gonna love that message.
That was so unnecessary.
Okay, but, like, they, it's interesting situation.
Sure, anyways, so... Who wants to go first, Valentine's Day?
You go first. You probably would have had more eventful.
Not really. We're both single. Yes. Unless you want to say something.
Bro, I wish I had something to say.
You would tell me, though, right?
I would.
Are you sure?
I mean, I would if it wasn't just like, I don't know. I feel like I would. I don't know why I wouldn't.
I don't know why you wouldn't either. I just wanted to make sure.
Hey, Ellie, I guess I'm going to tell you. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. She got so excited. I couldn't like, see it, but she got so excited.
I guess it was like, oh my God, I love you. I'm so happy for you. Oh my God.
What?
Valentine's Day was such an emotional roller coaster for me.
Why?
Okay, so I had an exam and I was stressed out and, lol.
Anyway, per usual.
I was stressed out and
I
was freaking out.
Oh, I just got it. I just thought you were, I got it now.
She was so stupid.
Yeah, that took me a second.
And then, I'm gonna use fake names for this, but I get this random number, like this random like 6-digit number texting, you're invited to I'm gonna say what name should I think of? Think of a boy and girl name.
Ben and Jane.
Okay, you're invited to Jane and Ben's engagement party. And I'm just like, who the fuck is Ben and Jane? Like what the I don't know these people. And then I was like, it was not Ben and Jane for real life. It was some brown people's name. So I'm like, oh, I'm part of, like, UMR and, like, mm-hmm. a little bit of MSA. So maybe, like, someone from there is getting married and they just invite the whole group chat or something.
Oh my God.
I don't know. And I look over in all the group chats and no one's name is the name. And I'm like, wait, I know someone named Jane.
Oh, my God.
So, and she's, like, one of my best, she was, like, when I say she's, like, my sister, she was, like, my sister in high school. Like, she was my sister. Like, there's shit about her and me, like, we know each other so well.
Yeah.
And then, like, in college, like, we kind of just, like, drifted, but we're still, I consider her one of my best friends.
Uh-huh.
Even though we don't talk too much, and that's because she has a busy life and I have a busy life, but that's okay. Anyways, besides the point. So, I text one of my other friends, Michelle, and I'm just like, is Jane getting engaged? And she's like, LOL, yeah!
Oh my God.
So I'm just like, wait, what the fuck? And then I was like, no, for real. Like, she's getting engaged? Like, yeah, she's gonna get engaged.
I'm
like,
who?
Some random, listen. So then I'm just like, wait, what? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, no, you're messing with me. I don't believe this. She would have told me. And she's like, yeah, she got engaged, LOL. I was like, huh? So I was like, no, I feel like you're messing with me. Because like, I wasn't going to text Jane herself until I was at least 90% sure she wasn't messing with me.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm so fucking shook and confused right now. What is going on? And then she's like, yeah, she's getting engaged. She forgot to tell you. I was like, yeah.
Oh my God.
I got the e-invite to this thing. It's her engagement party.
That's how you found out. That's so funny.
Listen. So then I text Jane. I'm like, I send her the screenshot of the invitation. I'm like, I was like, you're getting engaged? Oh my God, congrats! She's like, hello, yeah!
That's it?
Thanks! So I was like,
to who?
Listen! I was like, oh my God! Yeah! I'm so happy for you! I was like, but explain! She's like, I don't see you around campus, and I'm always busy because I'm always working and shit. So I thought an invitation was a good start.
Oh my god.
So I'm just, because I didn't even know she was seeing someone.
Yeah.
So anyways, and she's Muslim. So anyways, so I'm like, no, you need to tell me everything. I was mm-hmm. like, I was smiling just like for a solid hour at mm-hmm. my phone trying to figure this out. Because I was like, oh my god, she's getting engaged. But I was like, what the fuck is happening? I'm just like, okay. She's like, I'll explain everything later, I promise. I was like, okay, I'm holding you up to that. Mm-hmm. And then I met one of my other friends later, and she was like, yeah, they invited them to dinner. Like, she invited them to dinner the other day. I don't know why she didn't invite me, but, like, whatever.
That's the different type of
that
tea.
It wasn't tea. It's just, I don't know what it was. But anyways, so they invited them to dinner, and she was like, yeah, I'm getting engaged. And she told everyone there, and she just sent out this invite, thinking everyone know. She's only allowed to invite 20, 25 people to her engagement party from her family and friends.
Wait, what the heck?
So, like, I feel, like, obviously I'm not, like, I'm kind of annoyed she didn't tell me she didn't invite me to the dinner.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like I'm really happy that she thought of me. Yeah. As one of the people to invite out of only 25 people. And mm-hmm. she has a pretty big family.
Yeah.
So, like, that made me feel happy. That's but anyways, true. And I was so happy for her. And then I asked my friend Michelle, because I think, obviously, I thought she would know. She is more close to her now. So I was like, maybe she would know more about the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked her, because we were also meeting up that day for the thing, that skating thing that we both went to.
Oh, yeah.
So anyways, so then I told her, she's like, yeah. So she met Ben she said that she met Ben a few months ago at this thing. Her aunt owns a fencing,
mm-hmm.
like, business.
Mm-hmm. Like a fencing or, like, fencing. A wall fencing?
Fencing.
Okay, like jabbing fencing. Yeah. Okay.
And, like, he lives in New Jersey, but they're family
mm-hmm.
friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they met at one of the fencing tournaments at UH. And they, like, hit it off, and they started talking. And then, like, she only mentioned him, like, one time in November and never said anything about him again to, like, anyone, literally anyone. And so then and then now she's engaged, and they hit it off, they really liked each other. And now,
was it like an arranged marriage thing, or is it like a love marriage kind of thing?
I don't think it's arranged. I think maybe her aunt helped pushed her a little, like, oh, like, this boy, yeah. He likes you. But I don't, because he lives in New Jersey.
Yeah, how old is he? Is he, like, the same age?
He's, like, 24, 25, and she's 20.
Okay, so that's not that
bad. It's not a big difference, but it just seems weird to me. It doesn't seem weird, just, like.
But, like, is he still in New Jersey, or are they going to, move together?
I don't know, because she doesn't tell anyone. She has, like, a double life, bro.
Yeah, like, sounds like it.
Like, I think ever since, like, her mom passed away, she's, like, been kind of, like, secretive and keeps to herself a little bit more, I've noticed.
Yeah.
So, like, it's her business. Like, I just feel lucky to be part of her life.
That's also true.
Like, if she doesn't, I don't have the right to, like, know everything about her life, because obviously I'm just spilling it all on the internet.
That's also tea.
But, like, so, oh wow, I've been talking for a while.
It's okay.
But yeah,
I forgive you.
So I was just so happy for her and so emotionally. I'm just like, oh my god, it's Valentine's Day, and she announced her engagement, and apparently she's keeping it very low key, like, mm-hmm. I'm not supposed to tell anyone. But, like,
nobody. We don't have that many listeners anyway.
And I use pseudonyms, so it's okay. Anyway, so that was stressful, and then I was studying and studying and studying, and I took my exam, which I didn't do bad, but I didn't do good in either,
mm-hmm.
but it was fine, because that exam sucked ass. Anyways, so then after that exam, I was tired, I had to go to my regular class, which is fine, and yeah, that was pretty much, and then, and then I went to that skating thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I spent...
That was lame. I left really early.
It was really lame. I just made a stuffed animal, and then I left.
I didn't even... I looked at the line, and I was like, I'm leaving.
I made a stuffed animal horse. Mm. It was interesting. And I didn't even get to skate, because they were out of the shoe sizes.
Really?
Yeah, and I didn't want to wait. So we left, and we went and got frozen yogurt.
That's nice. I got to skate, but, like, the thing is, it was really, really, really slick. like exceptionally slick. My friend got to
skate and she fell like 3 times.
Yeah, I was trying so hard. Like, we were one of the first people to get on and I was trying not to fall. And it was like this whole thing. And not only that, it was bumpy. So, like, I was really ready to eat shit like 24/7. So, we only made like 3 rounds. And me and my friend, we can both skate. And, like, every time I kept going, like, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, if they were, like, if they had, like, a barricade where you could hold on to the sides, that would have been fun. You know? But they don't.
Like, obviously, it's campus. But anyways, my Valentine's Day actually started before all this. So, like, the day before, it was my niece's, like, 1 month birthday. So we went to their house, and my mom me and my mom met somewhere, and then we went together. And then she had to go out with her friends, so she dropped me off back at my car. And so I quickly, my dad was like, here is, like, some money. Go get your mom flowers and cards and all stuff. Because he got her, like, a little gift, too. So I was like, go get her flowers and cards from me. So I was like, okay, best. So I got her a card, I got her some balloons, and I got her a bouquet of flowers and shit, and then I, like, wrapped it all up, did it all nicely, got some chocolates and stuff, and I set it all up with the present and everything for my dad. And I set that on the counter so she would see that when she comes in, because she'd probably come in at 12, which is Valentine's Day. So great. And then for me and my brother, we got her an iron, which sounds lame. Like, not a hair straightener, like iron. Is this chi iron?
Oh, we have, like, okay. I don't know if we have one, but we wanted to get one.
Okay, my mom has been talking about this iron for months. And she was like, it's so good and all that stuff. And I was like, oh, do you want this for your anniversary gift? She's like, do not give me an iron for my anniversary gift.
The tea.
So we got her a Roomba. And then I was like, okay. And then it was like Monday or Tuesday or something. And I ordered this photo book for my mom. I made us like a little photo book online. And I was like, oh, that'll be her little cute little Valentine's Day gift.
Yeah.
And I told her, but it's coming on the 22nd, which is like tomorrow. So I was like, okay. I was like, mom, I ordered you a gift, but it's coming, like, it's something small and stupid. It's coming on, like, the 22nd. She's like, oh, is it that iron? Like, jokingly. I was like, ha, 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 no. And then I realized I should get her an actual gift, not just a freaking photo book. So then I texted my brother. I was like, I'll sell you $30. We'll split this. Order the freaking iron. He's like, okay. So we literally got there on Valentine's Day.
Oh, my God.
Prime 2-day shipping saved my ass. So we're like, okay, bet. So we got her the iron.
That's really funny.
And she was like, and she texted our family group chat, like, just the four of us. And she was like, oh, thank you, my wonderful kids, for finally getting the iron that I've been wanting and for months. You're so sweet. And my dad's like, not the iron, a gift I've been wanting for so long and all this stuff I've been talking about for months. And my dad just turns, what was it? Because I didn't tell anything what the gift was. And she's like, send a pic, what was it? And he's like, no. So my dad had to come home and see the iron and all this stuff.
That's
and
funny.
It's a pretty good iron.
That's good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now I'm thinking, because my mom usually has, like, Rowenta irons, but I think recently we also got a chi one. On sale at Target, and we're like, it's chi, why not?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's one of the good ones, or if there's only just one iron.
I just Googled chi iron.
I don't know.
And I chose the first one off Amazon, because, like, I don't know,
I was gonna say something, but I forgot. Oh, yeah, we don't, like, my family, we don't really do Valentine's Day because it's my brother's birthday the day before.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, so we always just, like, I don't know, we always just put effort for his birthday, and then Valentine's just go by, and, like, nobody does anything. Except this time, my mom will sometimes, like, when we were kids, she would get us chocolates.
Okay, but can I say something? Yeah. What a cute Valentine's Day gift, like, on the 13th, getting your little brother.
Ew, he's my older brother.
Yeah, not little brother, but, like, for her, for her, like, it was probably
Yeah,
sweet.
He was born on Friday the 13th, that's how you know he's the devil.
Oh, love that. Yeah. Anyways, everyone's sentiment of Valentine's Day. Continue.
So we don't do Valentine's Day, except my mom will sometimes get me stuff. So my sister came to campus on Saturday, which is good because I need to get my face done and I have to go do some stuff. So, what's it called? Yeah, so she got me, like, 3 flowers and some goldfish. The goldfish low-key tastes horrible, but I'm not gonna tell her that.
Okay, I'll tell her. Yeah. I'll just show her
show her the whole thing.
Okay, we're so going off topic. Okay.
Wait, let me tell you. So my brother was supposed to come back, like, he was supposed to come back either today or Friday, right?
Yeah.
But really, he left yesterday. So he came at like 10 p.m. and my mom's like knocked out. Like knocked out. You know what
Wait,
I mean?
Doesn't he have class on Friday too?
He skipped it. Like he did his tests early.
Okay.
Because he just wanted to like, you know, come home. So he did, and he woke up like, you know, he did, like my sister left the door unlocked. My sister's in her room. She's like, okay, good night. They all say good night. My mom's sleeping, my dad's sleeping. And he walks in and we like my dad hears the chime and he goes, oh, who's there? Who's there? And then he starts screaming my sister's name. He's like, who's there? And then my brother just comes, he's making a lot of like pounding noises with his feet just to scare the shit out of him.
He would just announce himself and so startling.
Yeah, of course.
Like, over 50-year-old parents.
Yeah, no, yeah. Of course.
Lovely.
It happens. So mm-hmm. then, you know, he came and then he was like, hi, and my dad's like, huh? And then he goes and goes over my mom and she goes, ah! And then she's like, I'm dreaming, aren't I?
Not dreaming, a fucking nightmare. That's horrible.
No,
you know what an asshole.
No, it was so funny. Like the video was so funny.
Oh, there's a video.
Yeah, I'll show it to you. I don't know if I described it properly, but it was golden.
Oh my
but
God.
I remember once over winter break, I was coming down to get a snack, right?
Yeah.
And
your
I
house
accidentally.
Is too big, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You don't need a long story.
But I was coming down to get a snack, and like the last step always makes a creaking noise, right? Because it's like wooden.
Yeah.
So. It made the creaking noise. I was like, whatever, they're sleeping. And I just hear my dad go, oh, going to bed! Which basically means who is there in Urdu or Kachi, I don't know. But it's one of those two. And I'm literally, and I start laughing, and Bob was like, is that you? Okay, 2630. I remember that. 2630.
I didn't even realize you said
so then. So then he was like, oh my God, is that you? And I was like, number one, Bob, if you really thought I was gonna like be murdering somebody, why would you speak in a language they can't understand?
Oh my God.
He's
no,
like,
just to
I don't
scare
know.
Them, you know?
Yeah,
like,
you know.
Oh, we got some terrorist up in here or something.
That's also true.
Yeah.
That's also true.
I regret saying that, but
It's okay.
Who's listening to this?
That's also true.
True.
But whoever is, they're definitely not brown, so
anyway, continue.
Yeah, so that happened. Oh, and then my mom thinks I'm coming home tomorrow, but I'm coming home today.
Aww.
Yes.
You should get her something.
Okay, so I would. Like, I really would.
But you're broke.
I spent my money at H&M.
I saw your...
But it was worth it. I got a friend shirt.
You got a NASA shirt.
How
white
can
you be?
I also got a NASA shirt.
How white can you be?
It was just gray and it just said...
How
But I'm actually interested in NASA. I'm not one of those fake people.
I'm taking away your brown card.
Oh my God. Did you see my Instagram caption? Nobody can take it from me. I'm too far gone.
Anyway, I was going to say something else. Oh shit, I forgot. So mad at myself. You were talking about something and I wanted to say something, but I forgot.
Scaring my parents. Coming home.
Oh, I was saying your dad's such a light sleeper.
He's not a light sleeper.
But
he's very paranoid.
Yeah, that's why he's so paranoid to the point that he's a light sleeper. So any sound you make and you try to sneak out or something, you're screwed.
No, but the thing is, like, okay,
you were screwed.
So my dad, like, since I'm the baby of the house, my dad is very attached to me. So if my brother sneaks out, my dad doesn't wake up. But for me, I go to get something from the car, and he's, like, out with his crutches,
but
like,
how would
being,
he
like,
know?
Close. I don't know how he knows.
How would he know it's you or your brother?
Oh, no, wait. When my brother's at college, then he got hypersensitive to the door thing. But even when it's home, it's, like, if my brother just goes and, like, gets food and comes back, he doesn't hear it. But if I go with him, he's, like, out on his crutches running after us, you know? That happened once where he came out and my brother and I were in the car.
It's so weird.
Yeah,
we just wanted ice cream. When my brother's in town, I'm just, like, I just talked to him. I was, like, okay, you want to go out? He's, like, okay, sure. I'm, like, okay, bye, Mom. And she's, like, okay, bye.
My mom's literally, like, knocked out at 9, so.
No, my mom sleeps late, so.
Yeah.
She's, like, chill with it. Literally every weekend my brother comes, we always go watch a movie. That's, like, he's my
that's
movie
good.
Buddy.
Yeah.
And that's good, because, like, I don't like paying for movies. He pays for me.
Dude, right now my roommate's going to come home with me, right? Oh, so you've met her before, but obviously you'll see her at the party.
Oh, she's coming?
Yeah, she's staying the weekend.
Why?
Because she's from Dallas. I don't know. Like, she was going to go home this weekend, but her parents were like, there's 2 weeks until spring break, so why don't you, you know? So then I was like, why don't you come over? Because we've been wanting to watch these two, like, Indian movies. So I was like, let's watch them. Let's play Monopoly. Let's go in the hot tub. And then, you know, go back to campus. And then spring break.
That's fun. Is she skipping her class, too?
No, she doesn't have class Fridays.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That's so convenient. Great.
She planned it like that, so if she wants to leave, she can leave Thursday and then have a long weekend, you know?
See, that's why I like it. They only have Tuesday and Thursday classes. Yeah. That way, like, if I ever want to go to Austin
to visit my brother,
I'll just be like, okay, bye, and like, I'll leave, like, Thursday night or something, like, take the bus, and my brother will come pick me up. I would probably leave Friday morning. Actually, I would leave Thursday night so he could pick me up. He doesn't have work.
That's so true.
And then I'd just stay till, like, I can leave Monday.
Yeah.
Monday night, even.
Yeah, that's what she does.
That would be tiring as hell. But yeah,
she comes back Monday because she has class at 1. So sometimes her dad drops her. Sometimes she'll, like, take the bus. It depends if, like, somebody in our friend group has a car to pick her up or if she has money to Uber.
I used to visit Austin so much when in freshman year, and then, like, I haven't visited him in a year. He has a new apartment, a new car, a new life. I'm just like, I don't even know.
So really, it's your brother with the double life.
He's not. Double life means that, like, it's a secret life.
I know
life.
What you mean.
I know everything going on in his life.
Or do you?
I do. Like, I don't think there's something he would never tell me. He tells me literally everything.
That's good.
Mm. And people find that weird. They're like, why is your brother so nice to you? Like, oh, like why do you love him so much? I was like, someone literally asked, like, you're always hanging out with your brother. Like, someone at my work, I was like, yeah?
Yeah.
What's your point? And they're like, that's kind of weird. I was like, why is that weird? He's my sibling. He's like, I consider him, like, my best friend.
Yeah.
My best friend goes, My mom is my best friend, though. Like, if your mom isn't your best friend, that's sad.
Ugh.
Okay, like, actually, I'd say Arsla. No one's gonna listen. Arsla's not gonna listen to this. Okay, I'll say her name. Her. I would say my mom and my brother.
That's good. That's nice.
I just love them.
Yeah, I'm pretty close with my brother as well. But,
I know you're not close to your sister, though.
No, I am. Like, okay.
I feel like not as close to your brother, though.
Me and my brother have a different relationship than me and my sister. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like,
I feel like you and your brother are more similar than you and your sister.
We are. But it was because when my sister was in college, it was me and my brother, like, together 24/7. And my
but
parents.
But now it's you and your sister.
Yeah.
Are you ever going to move back home, or are you going to live
on campus?
Oh,
no. Okay, let me tell you my plan. Oh. So next year, I'm living on campus, right?
Oh, you are.
But I'm going to decide that over the summers, I'm going to take, like, one or two classes over the summer. So then my junior, like, because I'm graduating a semester early just because of my AP credits. Mm-hmm. So I was like, let me just, like, be a part-time student, and then I can commute, you know? So I don't get motion sick.
Okay,
you know,
but
and I don't
part-time
have to do that
students
much.
Don't get FAFSA.
Well, at the same time, like, I would deal with that, you know what I mean?
Do not get off of FAFSA anyways.
No. Okay. But I just feel like I would rather, like, get better grades by spreading my time out.
Yeah.
You know, and I know the online classes are, like, $50.
For summer?
For UH. For summer.
Okay.
And, like, normal classes are, like, 1,000. So either way, I'm like, you know,
okay,
I'm saving money.
Okay, I'm gonna look into that because I need to make up some credits.
Yeah.
I need to do, like, 3 classes. But that's pretty much it. Those are classes I can do, like, anytime.
Yeah. So that's why, like, I'm trying to go into my major specific classes from next year. Next semester, so that
but
over
also,
the summer I can do the easier
can
ones.
Can I just say, don't tell people you're graduating early.
I'm not. Just
because,
in case if
I mean,
don't.
I know you told me, whatever. But, like, you know, it's just, I feel like it's bad karma sometimes if you tell, like, everyone your plans.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying, like, don't be happy. Don't say, oh, yay, I'm going to graduate like this, like that. Just don't put it out too much. Because you never know what people would think of you, even though it's, like, not that, I don't want to say it's not that big of a deal, because great, you're graduating early, but I'm, like, you don't know what people are thinking, like, oh, this bitch grab a drink early or something like that. I don't know. I feel like it's necessary.
It's called the evil eye.
The evil eye. I don't know.
It's coming for you.
I feel like anything you're excited or happy about, if you tell too many people, it's just not going to work out.
That makes me so upset because I get so excited.
Me too. And I love telling everyone everything.
No, because like, I see it as like, I'm giving them my happiness. Like, I'm sharing it with them. I'm sharing it with the world,
like,
you know?
You're not trying to boast. You're not trying to make people jealous. You're not trying to show off. But like, you just, even like you don't know people's intentions, which freaks me out. Yeah. You don't know what people actually want for you. You would tell them something you're so excited and so happy about, and they'll just, in their head, they'll think something bad, and that just puts bad vibes out to the world. And I don't like that.
That's good vibes only.
I'm very superstitious in that sense.
So am I. This is why I have my evil eye ring.
Love that.
Yes.
Yeah, I lost my
thing.
Not, I didn't lose it. The stone.
But, like,
fell
the stone,
out.
Yeah. You told me about that.
I forgot to wear my bracelet today, though.
Yeah. I'm tired.
Me too. Podcasting is exhausting. It's so exhausting.
Yeah, as if we put much energy into it anyway.
Sitting here in front
and
of
just
your
talking
face for like 40, like, 45 minutes.
Ugh.
How do people do this?
They do. I don't know. It's like their job. It's all they have
job.
Going for them.
I mean,
but we're in college. No, not in a bad way. Like, successful podcast. Successful podcast. Like, it's like egg in the basket kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Rather than, like, we're going to college and we're doing this for fun.
Yeah, this is just for fun. I just want to look back on this later.
And cringe.
Because I know, like, half the shit we're saying right now, we're going to listen to it in a month and cringe. You know why?
I am cringing right now.
Why?
I'm cringing right now. I just am.
No. Oh, my God. Sorry. I'm sick.
I don't listen back because...
I listen back
maybe the first time, but I don't listen to older ones.
I listened to our first one.
I can't.
It is so bad, you guys.
I can't.
Don't listen to our first podcast.
I can't.
It's horrible.
We should, like, I'm thinking if we actually get good at this, we should, like,
delete
a few. Like, delete a few, rename the pilot.
Our first one's horrible. Our second one's horrible. I think...
All of them are horrible.
I think give it time, and all of them are horrible. Because we're just really bad at this.
I don't know. Maybe we should...
You know, I just realized we're in the brown... What is it called?
Yeah, the brown floor.
The brown floor, and it's just full of brown people. Isn't that kind of racist?
I mean, technically anyone has their right here, but
is that
what's so funny is when you see those brown fuckboys and they're in, like, the group study and they're, like, jeweling, and then it's like, honey, don't vape in here.
One time I was on Snapchat, and on Insta, one time this guy literally was, like, Insta-storing the study hall just like this, and there are people, like, rolling up weed and, like, jeweling, and they're, like, 2 hours till the exam.
Yeah, no, and like, this is literally, it's the weird brown fuckboys. It's the weird brown fuckboys. Like, they bring a bad name.
And
the
light is off, obviously, so that makes them so camouflaged. No, that's so weird. Yeah. What are you doing?
And there's always police officers walking around. Like, bro, if they catch you with that, you're done.
You're done. Why are people so stupid?
Yeah. I wish I knew.
I don't. Do you have gum?
I do, but it's going
to
make a lot of
noise. No, I was just saying, could you give it to me later because I have coffee breath. I have intense coffee breath.
Yeah. I don't want to go to class, but I have to.
I mean, you don't have to if you
don't
want to.
But there's clickers.
Don't do anything that makes you unhappy.
But there's clickers, and then there's also, like, that one. Oh, I never finished what I was talking about. Do you remember my stats class? And I was telling you about the homework and how I messed that up.
Yeah, I thought that story was over.
No, let me tell you. I forgot to get to, like, the meat and bones of it. Let me tell you what happened.
Sorry, yeah.
I realized, I was looking back at the syllabus, and I knew I only had one final. Mm-hmm. So I was like, let me double check, like, the grade distribution.
Yeah.
Are you ready? 30% for one final. 10% attendance. Oh, where's the other 60% you're guessing?
Homework. Holy shit. Holy shit.
I know, and I, like, fucked myself over. But
holy
I got
shit.
100 on one, and I got, like, mediumly bad grades on the other two. So I feel like if I'm on my shit for the other ones, like, I'll be okay. Like, I planned a study group for today.
Forget the exams. I can't do study groups. I get too distracted. I just want to talk to people.
Yeah, I know what you
for
mean.
For being so antisocial, I just, like, if I'm in a room with someone, I have to talk to you. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm not going to just sit here and study and talk about fucking trigonometry when we could just, like, have a discussion. No, I don't know why.
Last year, I had this one, like, for the midterm and for the final, we created a study group, and it was for my upper level class, mm-hmm. and it was so incredibly interesting because I'm a freshman, and I was one of the only, like, I was one out of two freshmen in that class, you know? And it was my first semester, so I was like, ugh. But it was really refreshing hearing everyone talk about it, and the fact that, like, I got better grades than them, and they've been doing this for multiple years made me really happy. But it's probably because I tried, like, extremely hard.
I mean, that's good. You're supposed to try.
Yeah, but I feel like when I'm a junior, I'll be like, freshmen will probably do better than me.
You know, like,
I'm already burnt
C's
out.
C's get degrees.
Oh, I don't believe in that. C's.
They're not gonna see your C's, though, when you apply to jobs.
Yeah.
Unless graduate school.
That's, I'm trying to go to graduate school.
Same.
So C's, I should don't, so C's get degrees, they don't get graduate school.
They don't get masters.
They don't get
so
masters.
So I need to probably work on that. I mean, I don't have any C's, but, like, I need to work on that mindset. I
feel like I may get a not-so-good grade in stats, but
that's
let's
okay.
See. I try so hard to stay focused.
You know what, stats, for me, I didn't do that well, yeah. But I somehow, like I told you, I opened that final, and I forgot everything.
Oh,
I studied for that exam for, like, 2 weeks straight.
Damn.
I opened that exam, like, as soon as I clicked start exam, I forgot.
Did you overstudy?
Everything, yes. I think I overstudied. I think I overstudied, I think I psyched myself out, and I opened that exam, and I forgot I'm not joking when I say I forgot everything. I walked out of that exam, like, defeated, but somehow I passed the class with an 88.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how. And I don't understand. What am I saying?
You know what I don't like about UH?
Oh, I thought you were about to say, well, you know what I don't like about you?
I was about to say, oh, wait, beat me when I'm down.
I have a whole long list. You know what? You want to fucking go? We can go. What happened to your pop socket?
Okay, so I haven't been home in 3 weeks, and it fell off when I was sleeping, and then I got late to leave.
Yeah.
So I just didn't take it.
Okay, I was late. Continue.
So it's in my bed, in my sheet somewhere.
Cool, so let's continue.
What
do you hate about me?
What I hate about UH is, like, the plus and minus scale. Oh, I'm okay with it for, like, B's and C's, but I feel like all A's. Like, there shouldn't be a plus and minus A. Like, there should just be A and then B plus, B minus.
No, there's A and then A minus.
That's what I mean. I mean,
which pisses me off.
Bro.
Because I made 105 as my average in one of my math classes first semester. Which, by the way, that's so funny because I just got an email from one of, like, a random advisor saying, like, oh, you did. And you know how you could see an email who was sent to?
Yeah.
It was literally just sent to me. It says, you did really well. Like, there's a student that really needs help. And I saw you did really well in that class. Do you want to study? Do you want to tutor them? And I'm just going to reply, haha, nope, because I don't even know how I passed that class with 105, dude. Like, that not to toot so my own funny. Horn.
Wait, would they give you money, though?
No. It's probably through CASA and stuff.
Oh, never mind.
But I was like, that kind of boosted my ego a little bit. Course. Like, damn, they, like, reached out to me. They're like, oh, you're smart. We're not.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That was just a good ego boost. That kind of made my day. Yeah. Like, oh, someone wants me. I just...
The only one.
I just want to be needed.
Again, the only one.
Why are you going to be a bitch?
I don't know.
I've been cursing so much this podcast.
This podcast got long.
Oh, it's 43. Oh, it's so funny. We're talking about how we don't have anything to talk about, and then we just talk about how we have nothing to talk about, and that makes... The time goes fast. I'm really
and
tired.
And this is our podcast.
I really don't know what I'm saying. Oh my fucking God. Okay. Please don't listen to like the last 15
minutes. I hope you had good snacks.
No, wait, don't end it yet. We need a better exit than this. Don't. You sound
I'm not
constipated. You sound constipated. What the hell?
You want to end on that note?
Okay. This has been Stressed Out with
Jay. See you later, and Z.
Oh my God, you suck at this. Bye.
Enjoy your snacks.
Bye. Just